A Florida State University College of Medicine professor's work could help asthma patients breathe a little easier. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Anyone who's had an asthma attack or has been around someone suffering from an asthma attack knows that sound.
Well, asthma is an inflammation of the breathing tubes in the lungs. It occurs when a trigger or some other factor brings the airway to actually swell or become inflamed, reduces the amount of air that can be that the patient can get into their lungs and makes it very difficult to breathe.
Dr. Henry Coretta is a health services researcher and assistant professor at Florida State University. He recently completed a study about asthma and the ways Florida hospitals treat and educate patients with asthma.
Interview we did with hospitals in the state to try and evaluate, or to assess rather, where they stand on using the national recommendations for asthma treatment protocols.
Coretta and his team are trying to determine why there's been a recent increase in the number of asthma patients who've had to make a trip to the emergency room over the last several years.
So we had fairly extensive interviews with those 10 hospitals and gathered information on the specifics of how they approach the treatment of asthma in their inpatient settings and in their emergency department settings.
The goal of the research is to see what, if anything, needs to be done to better educate patients and prevent serious and sometimes fatal asthma attacks.
When asthma is not well controlled, it often leads to a hospital visit or hospital stay or a trip to the emergency department. Because we believe most of these are preventable, then it's important to understand what hospitals are doing or what they're not doing, and whether there are steps that can be taken to improve the management.
Coretta interviewed 10 Florida hospitals and reviewed their protocols for treatment and prevention training. The main issue Dr. Coretta found was a need to better educate patients about prevention before they leave the emergency room.
We think that good self-management skills on the part of the patient and following the recommended medical regimes as recommended by the physician, which includes having both a controller medication and the emergency reliever medications on hand, and knowing how to use them will prevent most of the need to go to a hospital.
Dr. Coretta does point out that sometimes, despite a patient's best efforts to prevent an attack or to stop it once it occurs, a trip to a hospital emergency room is the only option. What he's hoping his research and recommendations will help keep those patients from making several return trips.
We're already seeing some interest on the hospitals collaborating with each other. If one hospital's got a plan that's working, everybody wants to learn about how to do it. Let's sit around and discuss what they're doing and see how we can share that expertise.
And with this expertise, hopefully they can keep more asthma patients out of the emergency room. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.